We're learning the laws of who is obligated in hearing or reading the Megillah. So the last sentence in this Simmons chapter says as follows: Minhag Tov. It's a good custom. Lahavi Katanim Ukatanos Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. It's a good custom to bring children who are boys or girls before the age of bar and bat mitzvah. They should be able to attend also hearing the reading of the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it says katanim ukatanos, does it mean infants? Does it mean toddlers? So he says, ubulvad shlo yaviu katanim yoser. When it says katanim, it doesn't mean really small kids, extra small, because if you bring children of such an age to the Megillah reading, what will end up happening, not only will they have nothing to gain from it, but even worse, shemevalbulin das Hashem. They will make it difficult for those that came to hear the Megillah to be able to concentrate due to their noise that they will make. It's brought down in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, Bavadai for sure. Kavanas Machaber, when Rabbi Yosef Karo made the statement that it's good to bring Katanim to Shul to hear the Megillah, Hudavka al Katanim Shehegil Chinuch. It only is, as we mentioned yesterday, children who have some type of obligation to hear it, albeit two rabbinic obligations, the general rabbinic obligation of hearing the Megillah, and the second one of mitzvah of chinuch for a child. But at least that age, and only at that age of chinuch, that's the time they should come to shul. Takatani b'yoser rak mevabul. And as we just saw, in the words of the Magen Avraham, that by coming to shul, children who are much too young before the age of chinuch, it's going to be counterproductive for everyone else who attends the shul. So ask the Bir Halacha, if that's the case, mashayach minhag tov. What does it mean by the words of Rabbi Yosef Karo? The Mechaber says it's a minhag tov, it's a nice, good custom. What do you mean it's a nice minhag? A minhag gives over the impression, the perception, that it's exactly that. It's a minhag. It's not a halacha. But we already mentioned yesterday that medina mechuyev l'chanacham b'kriyas Megillah, that you have a mitzvah, an obligation as a parent, to educate these children to hear the Megillah. While kolpanim b'shmiya, if they're not going to read the Megillah themselves, it should be heard. So it says the Bir Halacha, that when it says minhag tov, it doesn't mean it's a minhag tov for them to hear the Megillah, because that's something which you have to do. But ulai perhaps, shebazel hayyotze im hayakar lifnehe bevesam. You could easily fulfill the obligation. You go home after you maybe heard the Megillah, and you're familiar with reading it yourself. So you go home and you read it to your kids. Nice bedtime story. Or in the morning. The greater way of publicizing the miracle, minhag lahaviyam b'veis hamedrash b'veis hachnesas shishmu b'tzibur k'dei l'chanachim shigam b'gadlusam yishmu b'tzibur. Says the Bir Halacha, the reason why it says it's a minhag tov is because the obligation is for them to hear the Megillah. They can hear the Megillah at home, the privacy of your own home. So this is Mechaber, when it says minhag tov l'havi katanim, they should be brought to shul, because that's a greater way of pirsum hanes, of publicizing the miracle, based on the principle of Rovam Hadas Melech. There's more people, it glorifies the king. So it's a very nice thing, as the Bir Halacha says, at least once a child has reached that time of chinuch, of an age in which they understand, and they'll be productive for them to go and to attend the services, not only to do it in the home, but better yet, they should hear it in the shul. And then we have the bone-chilling words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yachshav, the way we are now, and of course, this was some 100 years ago or so, it was written, so he at least is talking about then, and certainly is talking about now, B'avonosenu harabim, nafochu, says, in our generation, because due to the account of our avonos, our sins, our iniquities, Nahapachu, which is the idea of Purim also, but Nahapachu is quite the opposite. Shulavad She'enim Shomim. Not only a child who is already reached the age of Chinuch, let's call him a 10-year-old, not only will they potentially not hear the Megillah, Elohim Valbuin Shigam Hagadom Ein Yechol Meshmoa. even those children who are already, you know, not so young anymore, but they're still considered halakhically minors, they will not only not listen, they'll detract the people from listening. They're not going to be able to concentrate. They'll be distracted. And the only reason why these kids are coming to shul is listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Hurak lahakos as Haman. It's only so when it comes to that name of Haman, that's when they start going crazy. The rest of it, they're not paying attention for it. They're not listening. They're waiting for this one word. And once that word comes, they start having fun. Uvazeh, with this, well, I'm a father. I'm doing great mitzvah, chinuch. I'm bringing my child to shul. Listen to this. Ein ha'av mekayim mitzvah chinuch klal. You have not fulfilled your obligation of educating your child at all. With MS, truthfully, mitzad mitzvah chinuch. If you really want to say that you're a person who wants to be engaged in chinuch, in educating a child, sarach kol av lahachsik banav hakatanim. Every single person needs to take their child and place them next to them. L'hashkiach aleihem, to be like a mashkiach, to supervise and watch over them. Shishmu hakriya, that they should be able to hear the reading properly. U'kshagia hakori, lizkar shem Haman hagagi, when he mentions the name of Haman. Certainly rishai hakatan l'hakoso kimin hago. There's nothing wrong with the child having a little bit of fun also, in the midst of it all. Aval, but, lo shehe ze ikar havas hakatan l'beis medrash. It should not be that's the reason why he's coming to the beis medrash. So it's giving us a little bit of a wake-up call that when it comes to be mechanech, when it comes to educating a child, and also ourselves, the purpose of hearing the Megillah is exactly that, to hear the whole Megillah.